quite right that we were concerned about it at the time. We felt that it might well cost jobs. I think that the reason it hasn't is that, first of all, we've had a relatively benign economic conditions, I have to say. I would say largely as a result of the good condition of the economy, which Labour inherited from us. But also, to give credit where it is due, the Labour government has set the minimum wage at a level which hasn't had that effect. And of course, when this was being discussed, there was all sorts of talk about what the level of it would be. And that brings me on to the next question, which is what would we do in the future? We would keep the minimum wage, but I think we would want to make sure that it was set at a level which, whilst it had an effect on improving incomes of people like yourself, nevertheless did not endanger the labour market and cause unemployment. And of course, obviously, we would take advice from the experts on that issue.